Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Gives me great pleasure to be here with you this morning. I'm your host, Jada Williams, and National Committee co-chair of this amazing Blog Talk Radio show. Just like the commercial said, I have to ask you to follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Or just go ahead, head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. On the site, you will be able to find out all of our next amazing events and all the different committees that you can join in on a meeting and sit and listen in, join in on the work, or just learn in NABWIC world. But most of all, we want you to click the Join Now button. Yes, it's on the website. Join Now is the easiest way to become a member of our, I like to say our little tribe, little but big. So we want to see you at our next national event or local event in your red shirt. Again, it's www.nabwic.org. Engage with us and become one of our next members, okay? In the studio this morning, we also have no other than the master builder herself, Ann McNeil, and then Ursula Odom of Sula 2, and also Jackie Perry of Jace and Associates. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Jada. I tell you, every week, if I were any better, Jada, I would be you. And I tell you what, being you and that energizing bunny has fired all of us up because we're just coming off of another week of a phenomenal event, as you call it, in the NABWIC world, and as Jackie called it, in the NABWIC organization. Just want to remind all of our listeners that you are listening to the voice of Black Women in Construction, and I continue to contend not just the voice of Black women in construction, but the voice of the construction industry. And as a part of who we are, we operate under the leadership and direction of none other than Ann McNeil. That's me, the master builder, as the founder. And we're just coming back from the Chicago Build event in Chicago. And week before that, we were in Washington, D.C., hosting some phenomenal events. But Jada, I said before we went, we got a slow start on Chicago Bill, but I just kept saying over and over and over, it's going to be one of the most phenomenal events we've ever had because we get what we speak. And when I tell you it was just that, a phenomenal, phenomenal event. So with that thought in mind, we're here to talk about one of our fired up members that help make these events possible. And so, Jada, it just excites me to come on and talk just for a moment with you and with Amy Roney, who I met in Atlanta years ago, actually, years ago, and she has been an energizing bunny in the Atlanta's growth for this organization. Now she's stepping up and has become intricately involved with the organization on a national level. You're going to go through her bio and you're going to interview her. But I just want to say to you, Amy, publicly to everybody, how honored I am to serve with you as you continue to level up your excitement about what's possible in this organization. And so, Jada, as always, let's get this party started.
Yes, indeed, and I cannot wait to get in this amazing interview as NABWIC talks with Amy Ronnie, who is the founder of Amy Fix It, LLC out of Atlanta, one of our newest members, after this quick commercial break.
Hi, I'm Vicki Antonio. I'm part of the South Florida chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And we are excited to celebrate women in construction. What I'm most proud of about being a part of this organization is that we are a conglomerate of women who are doing great things to expand not only ourselves, but our local communities and beyond. Why it's important to support this organization is because, you know, the saying is that when you support a woman, you support a nation. So my name's Vicki Antonio. Please join us to celebrate women in construction.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, indeed. We are back. Welcome to NABWIC Talks with Amy Ronnie, founder of Amy Fix It, LLC. As a black woman general contractor in Georgia, her specialty lies in custom home design and building, commercial build-outs, and general contracting. Amy Fix It holds a Georgia residential and light commercial general contractor's license. Her services provide asphalt, shingle roofing, basement remodeling, basement waterproofing, and so much more. You'll definitely want to check out their business website. Good morning, Amy. Welcome to NABWIC Talks. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you guys for having me.
Yes, indeed. So I've told our listeners a little bit about you being a stalker with Jackie Perry on your bios and looking you up on social media. How about you tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words and how you came to do what it is you're doing today?
Tell you. I'm just so excited to be here, and I want to thank you guys for having me, and good morning to Ann McNeil and to the others that are on with us. But I like to say that I don't think I chose construction. I think construction actually chose me. My father was actually a very proud carpenter, and he used to always talk about how he helped build the house that he raised us in. I'm a daughter of seven. My father and mother had seven children, seven girls. And he was really proud to say that he built our house, but my mom would always say, you know, I think he just kind of hung some doors. But he was a carpenter. He was not an entrepreneur. He actually worked in-house for General Motors. But I remember his tools always being around, and I think they were always around because I was always playing with them, especially like the tape measure, you know. And so there was just something about the tools that I really loved. And so I kind of gravitated, I think, into construction because of him. Later on, I married a guy that was an engineer, and he loved to fix stuff. And so we started out just fixing things at my single friend's home. We would fix computers. We just started fixing everything. And before we knew it, a business was born. And that's how we came to be Amy Fix It Today.
I love it. I love it. You say construction chose you. And it seems like it was just being groomed in you as a child watching your father. How influential are our fathers in our lives? Absolutely amazing.
Oh yes. I love that you said that. I lost my father last year during COVID. And he was just this jewel of a guy. I miss him so much. But he always asked me when I was going out the door, what are you working on today, girl? What are you doing today? You building something? Okay, you're okay, okay. I think he was a little bit proud that one of us, at least one of the girls, were kind of continuing on his legacy in construction.
I love it because you just made another connection with me. I like really have goosebumps going up my arm because my father as well is no longer here. So it's like hearts out in RIP to our dad. But your comment that you said, he's like, when you're leaving out the door, your father's like, what are you working on today, girl? Those are the same words my dad used to say to me. Like, what are you doing today, girl? Because I'm always all over the place at Ms. Ann, like, to remind me.
Right.
So, oh,
it's
my
so
God.
Funny. We're
how
grown
cool.
women.
Yes, grown women, but those little things from our childhood and as we've been growing up really means a lot to us in our world. So it just shows you how much the unconscious walks with you throughout your day that you're really not, you know, cognizant of. But keep it moving. That's a whole nother interview. Let's stay focused before I get a green light in my ears from my show producer and my show producer and Ms. Ann herself. So What are the areas of your business? I know I mentioned when I was introducing you, you're Amy Fix It, LLC in Georgia, right? You have that asphalt shingling. You have everything going on. But what are your key areas of services that you're providing today?
Right now, we're focusing on a few trades. As a general contractor, sometimes you end up saying yes to so many jobs and you end up being involved in so many different things. But right now in the season, we're focusing on flooring and we're focusing on HVAC. And we have partnered with several local minority HVAC companies here in Metro Atlanta. So we're able to do residential, commercial, on a large scale, small scale. We're excited about where we're going as we focus on those two trades.
Love it, love it, love it, because you are in the Atlanta area, and I know our chapter up there has, like, I can't even find the right adjective to describe it. Like, you guys are heavy hitters in the construction realm up there, so I know the networking is off the chain within the Atlanta NABWIC chapter under the leadership of Ziamara Unique. So with that being said, what led you on being a leader in this industry? Because like you said, you're a female general contractor in the industry. You end up saying yes to a lot because sometimes you really don't even know how the project's going to turn out, and there's so much going on in the beginning, in the development stages of a project. How do you move forward and focus on being a leader in the construction industry as the female and knowing that you have different trades to focus on and then being able to offer your time to NABWIC? How do you work all that in?
You know, I have to be honest with you and tell you that it really, so much of my strength and confidence has come from my membership with NABWIC. I was introduced to Ann McNeil by my sister, Martha Neil King, and she's a powerful woman in her own right. She's my sister, my biggest fan and supporter, and I'm hers. And when she heard that I was interested in construction, she said, oh, you got to talk to my girl, Ann McNeil. And when I joined NABWIC, just finding this place where so many strong and powerful women were already doing what I was inspiring to do, and they were walking powerfully in that thing. I was talking about, you know, I want to make at least $500,000 this year in my business, and they were talking about making $15 million. And just being around them changed my whole mindset, not only financially, in a way that allowed me to have confidence. Their confidence was contagious. Their abilities I've found contagious. And so this year I have made a decision to kind of go after everything that I can in NABWIC this year. I want to not only gain, but I want to give. You know, I've gained some knowledge myself. I've actually been in business for the last 13 years doing construction, and I've learned some things from experience, from taking classes and different things. But I've also learned so much from just walking with these women, and I want to give back. In fact, I started volunteering this past year, and I'm working with some companies that are small like me, and I'm trying to see how I can help them to grow. And in helping them to grow, I'm also gaining the knowledge of how to grow my own business. So NABWIC has definitely been inspirational for me. Our fearless leader is, as you said, Ziamata Yannick, and we've learned so much from her, and we appreciate her leadership. And we also I've learned a lot from Holly Reed. She's a former vice president at NABWIC, and she encouraged us to volunteer at some of these larger companies, some of these larger firms that we're interested in partnering with, to go ahead and make our presence known by volunteering, showing up at different conferences and things. So NABWIC has just been a godsend for me.
Yes, because people like to do business with people they like and know a little bit about. So, you know, you don't have to be best friends, but it's always good. It's a great tip to go out. If you want to partner, if you're looking to work with someone, or you're trying to scale up your business on that level, what better advice could you give by following the tip and sharing it here on NABWIC Talk? Go and volunteer at these corporations and these organizations, not just NABWIC, because we get you at the table. You have to do the rest. Period.
That is so true. By volunteering, allowed me to see up close and personally, you know, what others have done and how they have established themselves as a viable and thriving business in the field. That's not always accepting, you know, to females, but we're here and we're going to stay. And to be honest, we're knocking it out of the park.
Yes, indeed. And like you said, we put on our red shirts, we march, we go into those businesses or in that conference room, and we are there supporting each other, offering that confidence. And we don't do it just on a national level. Like, we are there and will show up and show out for you as an individual member in your business or whatever project that you are going after. Because you might say, oh, I'm a solo entrepreneur. No, you're not. You are a part of NABWIC. You're 300 members plus strong. You have a whole corporation. You just got to know who to reach out to and who to collaborate with. I know our last president, Ms. Kimley Naylor, her motto was, we collaborate to dominate. And you just spoke those words with just giving an example of how Ziamara's leadership and the other young ladies' leadership from being a former president here in NABWIC World, sharing tips and advice. That is all networking. That is all working together under the umbrella of sisterhood and brotherhood, because we are not just an organization full of females. You know, construction has everyone. And there's many different aspects in business involved in construction outside of the hard trade. So, Miss Amy, before I go off on the spiel, because I did cheat a little bit today and go back to that coffee con leche, Jackie, I couldn't resist it. In the last 13 years that you've been in business, Amy, what has been one or some of your biggest accomplishments?
You know, some of my biggest accomplishments, and I find myself thinking a lot about this, and I'm, we'll talk about that more when we talk about the future of Amy Fix It. When we got started into buying and selling homes, we wanted to make sure that the homes that we were selling or renting would go to a family that didn't really know they could help. So at one time we had a nonprofit unofficially, and it was called Affordable Family Solutions. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to take people from families that were renting to home ownership, and we wanted to help them do that end to end. We wanted to give them our lease, do a lease purchase in a home that we knew they could grow in. We also wanted to help them with their credit. We also wanted to help them with whatever issues they thought would come up to interfere with them purchasing a home. So we did that with a few families, and that's definitely some of my greatest, I feel like, are some of my greatest accomplishments. And I would like to do more of that. In fact, I'm looking at opportunities where we can do that even now.
Yes, it sounds like, you know, the volunteering and the work that you do, you like to make a difference and dear to your heart. Listen, we're servant leaders here, so I totally understand. I love it. I love it. I love it. And just like you said, we want to get to the future of Amy Fixes. So we're just going to keep it moving right along and go into this next commercial break and come back and speak with Amy Fixes, LLC. Talk about the future.
All right. Let's do it.
Greetings. My name is Kim Lee Naylor, and I am the owner of Nail Right Construction Company. I am also president of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are proud to celebrate women in construction. I'm very proud to have formed a company that allows for employment opportunities in communities, Black communities, to help elevate economic stability and wage increases so that we as Black women can continue to empower our communities. I'm excited to be a member of NABWIC because it allows us to shape history. It allows us to empower women to know there is a platform in construction that is vital to the wealth transfer into Black communities across this nation. My name is Kim Lee Naylor, and please join us in celebrating Women in Construction.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to NABWIC Talks with Amy Fixit LLC, one of our newest members from our Atlanta, Georgia chapter. Welcome back, Amy.
Thank you so much.
So, yes, indeed. It's like we're having our own mini party in the studio this morning. The energy is totally up.
I'm loving it.
Yes, yes. So you told us how you heard about NABWIC in the beginning. You told us how you came to just jump out and in the water and just go in NABWIC world. But right before we left, you said something powerful. You said, well, that's another conversation for the future. So let's get to the future of Amy Fixit. So what's up with Amy Fixit? What do you have in mind for Amy Fixit? Share with us your next biggest goal or what you want to work on with Amy Fixit.
You know, the future is just so bright in terms of construction. Everybody is building. On the horizon for Amy Fixit, again, I hope to resurrect Affordable Family Solutions. I would like to see more disenfranchised folks that think they cannot buy a home, get into a home, and I would love to help them along the way with that process, whether it be building it, or remodeling it, renovating a property, renovating a hotel, turning those into spaces that you know they can purchase. I'm also looking at partnering with someone to build tiny home communities. Those are also good ways, you know, to help others to become homeowners. Another thing for Amy Fixit, you know, we're just excited about buying and remodeling different projects. We looked at a mobile home park, for instance, recently. We recently added landscaping to our services, and we're partnering with some local minority-owned landscapers. We set our eyes on government contracts, actually, and we're trying to make sure we're positioned to be ready for those opportunities. We're expecting them to come, and when they come, we just want to be ready. So, I also plan to continue to encourage and inspire our youth. One of the hats that I've worn in the past was youth pastor. And the youth are just so important to me. God gave me a heart for young people a long time ago. And so many of our youth don't realize that they can go into trades. Some are not called to mm-hmm. go into college, and that's okay. But, you know, there's so many other opportunities out there. And so I want to make a difference in that space as well. So I'm just excited about the future. We'll see what God has for us.
Yes, yes, yes. See, I love the energy. I love it. But one thing that you said in the beginning, you said you guys are interested in doing more tiny homes. That made me think of container homes because I'm very interested in the container homes, and I want to know your input. I'm interested in, I want, like, to get 6 containers and build me a beautiful house out of that. I've been seeing it, and I want you to explore that. How about I'm giving you a task?
Right, right. And it's funny. I'm going to take that as compromise because I've been looking into container homes as well, along with tiny homes. I really just want to develop a community. My heart goes out to those that are homeless, those that, like I said, are disenfranchised. And it doesn't really take a whole lot of space to build these communities.
No. Well, one tiny home is actually one container. I've seen mm-hmm. that on the different my TV stays on HGTV and any other construction thing that I can find. But when they first started coming out, some of them were containers. And then the container thing went off with, you know, stacking them and doing geometry, different ways with the containers, and that is so cool as we continue to elevate technology as different ideas and things going on, Amy. It's so awesome. I can't wait to continue to explore this conversation. Listen, I forgot to tell you, if you want to join into this conversation, just click one on your phone. Just click one on your phone, and Ms. Ursula Odom will bring you into the studio so you can communicate and engage with us directly. I also know, Amy, we have Jackie Perry in the studio as well, and Ursula's over there jumping off her seat to offer us a beautiful portrait with her words of wisdom. So, ladies, you're going to go ahead and open up your mics and join into the conversation with Amy Fixit.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, go ahead.
No, this is Jackie. Amy, so enjoying the conversation this morning and all the wonderful things that you're doing with your business. I love hearing the backdrop and also your interest and vision for what you're doing to make it possible for first-time homeowners to get into their homes as well, and so many other things that you're doing. But seeing as you're involved in a variety of things all linking in the same direction, I imagine that you got some really good advice along the way. So I'm wondering, what's the most valuable piece of business advice that you received starting out?
You know, it has to be get yourself a mentor. And in fact, get two. This year, I finally am listening to the person that told me that when I got started. And sometimes when we start our businesses, we're so busy with the business that we don't have time to actually hear, pause, and plan the future of our businesses. And when we don't do that, we fail. My favorite book right now is a book that Ann McNeil gave me, actually. It's called The E-Myth. And she doesn't know it, but I actually read this book years ago, and it's called The E-Myth. It's written by Michael E. Gerber, and it talks about why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it. And I'm rereading this book, and I'm excited about what I'm going to gain from reading it. But the mentorship piece is so important, to have someone in your life that's been there, that can coach you to getting there and to remind you of your goals and to also remind you how possible they are. Because when we're in the trenches, it's really hard sometimes to remember that. So getting a mentor has been the best decision that I've ever made. Right now I have two mentors in my life, and they're actually Fabric members. Carol Reese and Margaret have agreed to meet with me regularly. And Ann McNeil is also one of my unspoken mentors. She doesn't know it, but I've already claimed her. So that piece has just been groundbreaking for me.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much. We also have Miss Ann McNeil just stepped back into the studio, so you must have struck a chord. Miss Amy, fix it. Miss Ann, your mic is open.
Good morning,
yes,
Ann.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, because when I heard you mention about the book, did you already have the book before I gave it to you?
I passed it on to someone, which is funny because that's exactly what you did. You passed one on to me.
Okay,
you
so you
it on
already
to you, Miss Ann. Didn't you give all of you passed it on to all of us, right?
Right, but I was trying to figure out from what she was sharing if she already had it when I gave it to her.
Right, I have already read it, but it was probably 8 years ago that I read it.
Probably, because this one is revisited, E-Myth Revisited, and it is just a phenomenal. So thank you so much for sharing that, because that's one of the reasons why I gave it to all of our members that showed up as a gift, because I think it's one of the best gifts you can have as a small business. And exactly what you're saying, there's another world that has been created from that one book. We don't talk about it publicly, and I coach my clients on this system and process, and it's the book called Traction, where an author read that book, and he created almost a $1 billion business from that one book. But it is just a phenomenal, yes, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity for any small business. And one of the reasons why I gave it to the NABWIC members is because when he talks about how do you want to do it here, he talks about seats. You know, you're the only person in your business, and you would be in every seat. But as you bring on people, they will go into each seat. And that's where we are right now with this organization. And I know Jackie and the marketing team keeps hearing me talk about seats and how we structure every single one of our committees. But we do it in advance before the people show up. And all of our names will go in all of the seats until a person show up to be in that seat. And so thank you so much, Amy, for mentioning that book and sharing it, because, again, these are the resources that we share with each other as sisters in the spirit within this organization as we help each one teach one and bring each other up. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you, Jada. I'll go back on mute.
No problem. But just do you see the power of the circles, Miss Ann? Like, E-Myth Revisited. She read it 8 years ago. Just the energy in the studio in itself. And that is one of the books that, yes, Miss Ann does not play. It was a great gift. I appreciated that gift. We have all read E-Myth Revisited. So I'll definitely make sure we get that up on our NABWIC Talks book list. And then, Ms. Ann, you did mention Traction, just for the listeners, for our audience, Traction. Who is the author of that, so we can make sure we include that since it came up in conversation today? Okay, and while Ann's coming back with the author of Traction, Ms. Ursula Odom, step into the studio. Good morning, Ursula, too.
Good morning. I'm enjoying this conversation immensely, but also it's funny how life is. I'm experiencing our taxpayers' money at work, and construction is going on outside of the studio right now, and they're pounding and shaking the building, and it's like, okay, we speak it is done. And it moves the earth in so many different ways. So that's what you do. You move things around and make things better. Use the resources that we have in order to give us the things that we want. I love it. Enjoy it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Ms. Ursula. Amy, fix it. I'm going to just stick with now I don't even want to know your last name. I apologize. It's Amy Ronnie. But Ms. Amy, fix it, because this interview has been so powerful and fun at the same time. I'm going to just brand you. That's just it. Ms. Amy, fix it.
I love it. Love it.
That, Yes, let us know. You want to share any closing remarks, as in a tip, or if someone is out there wanting to get into the same space as you, or is on the path, or in a business right now, looking around in their office at the four walls because they might be a solo entrepreneur or whatever level they are at in their career, what words of advice would you have to give to them today?
I just want to thank you guys for having me. This has been so fun. And anytime you want me to come back, count me in. I want to also leave you with a quote that I've been pondering this week. It's from Steve Jobs. Before I say that, I just want to encourage anyone that's thinking about taking a leap into entrepreneurship, that's thinking about leaving corporate to become all that you can be, I just want to encourage you, just do it. God has armed you with everything that you need. He has probably placed most of it in your hands already. Use what you have. Begin small and just let the Lord water it. He's so faithful. He's been so faithful to me. Being an entrepreneur requires faith. You know, it takes faith to sit here and wait on that phone to ring for the next opportunity. And when it doesn't ring, it takes faith to believe, I must be on vacation today. I must be able to do some paperwork today, because it's not my responsibility to take care of me and to provide for me. It's God's, and he delights in doing that, and he just always provides. The quote from Steve Jobs that I'm going to leave you with, I love this, and I read it often, and it says, your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sharing that. And somehow I'm going to make sure we include that quote in your episode read. I know Miss Jackie is over there like they just want to put everything in the episode read, but it's so many nuggets that come out in these conversations that you just want to hold on to them forever. And the best place to put them at is on the internet. So I hope you have been taking notes, catching all of these golden nuggets that Miss Amy has been giving out, the owner of Amy Fix It LLC, based out of Georgia, but her reach is far, so still reach out to her no matter where you are. So are you ready for the hard questions, Miss Amy?
I'm ready.
Okay, you shared with us what you read 8 years ago with E-Myth Revisited. Now we want to know, because we're nosy, what are you reading right now that keeps you going and motivated?
Okay. I'm sorry. I had to go and grab it. I'm reading a book, and I'm going to tell you the title. The title is The Intelligent Entrepreneur, and it's written by Bill Murray Jr. And it talks about how 3 Harvard Business School graduates learned the 10 rules of successful entrepreneurship. I picked this up from my local library. It's so important for us to continue to learn and to grow. You didn't talk about the part of my bio where I told you that I didn't go to college. But while I was raising my children, I homeschooled my children, and as I was homeschooling them, I started going to college. And I almost have enough credits to receive my associate's. I'm looking forward to going back to school, and until then, still want to grow. So The Intelligent Entrepreneur by Bill Murray Jr.
Okay, The Intelligent Entrepreneur by Bill Murray Jr. And yes, hats off to you for being a stay-at-home mom and then, too, homeschooling the kiddos where you're also working on things and building a business in itself. So we're all on the same page. Mamapreneurs in the studio this morning. Miss Ann, Miss Ursula, Miss Jackie, we've all been on this path. It just sounds like you and I are still a little, you know, running on the path until we get our bags. Okay. So the book is Intelligent Entrepreneur, Bill Murray Jr. We've mentioned E-Myth Revisited, if you've written that down from our conversation. And also, just to take it back real quick, because I know I'm going to get text messages as soon as the show is over, Ms. Ann did mention the book called Traction, and the author is Gino Wickman, okay? So if you're writing that down, taking notes, there is your author for Traction, is Gino Wickman, and then the Intelligent Entrepreneur, Bill Murray Jr. So thank you so much, Ms. Amy, for all of your golden nuggets this morning and sharing with us how to get in contact with you. What is the best way?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked. My website is amyfixit.com. You can reach me there. There's a contact page. I also have an email address. It's just call Amy at amyfixit.com. Or you can reach me by phone, 678-760-2686.
I love it, Amy. I love your energy. Somehow we got to get you down here to South Florida, or I need to come up there. We have to connect this thing and not wait until the next big national event. You know we don't have to do that, right? We fly and fly out and visit each other, work together on different projects. I'm always in Houston, back and forth with a couple of other members that does stuff from West Palm Beach to Detroit. Like, listen, the network is real in NABWIC world, okay? Amy, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Jada.
Yes, indeed. Thank you again for joining us on NABWIC Talks. Listen, this has been another absolutely amazing NABWIC Talks here at 8:30 a.m. You want more? You can always catch us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Until the next time, have a blessed, beautiful Wednesday.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.